As the train rolled onwards toward Miles Gulch, Wyoming, Penelope Langford closed her eyes and prayed. She prayed that she had made the right decision. She was uncomfortable with the realization that it had, ultimately, been almost entirely selfishly motivated. She had the desire to get out of her situation in Boston, and this seemed the only way. She was more uncomfortable with the knowledge that she had left without telling her parents of her plans, though there was no denying that they would have likely stopped her if she had told them. No, there had been no way around it, not really. And yet, she was plagued by guilt. She pictured them finding the letter she had left for them in her half-empty room with so many of her belongings missing and hoped that they would understand. That they loved her, she knew there was no doubt, but love itself did not mean that they knew what was best for her or that they had the right to decide how she spent the rest of her life. She twined her fingers together as she prayed, feeling the softness of the gloves between them. The gloves always made her feel as though her hands were larger than they really were, taking much of her dexterity from her. She only wished that they would make her feel stronger, more powerful, rather than less. No, more than anything, she wished she could feel free to take them off, to throw them far from her, never to be worn again. The train slowed to a stop at last, and her eyes popped open, her nerves beginning to surge. She was here, in Miles Gulch, and this town would be her home from now on. As soon as she was settled, she promised herself guiltily she would write to her parents and let them know that she was safe and sound, and that she was married. Only a handful of others seemed to be disembarking here, and when she glanced around her upon stepping out of the train, she thought she could understand why. It was not a large town by any means. She knew that her childhood upbringing in Boston, one of the great cities of America, was bound to change how she viewed the smaller, more usual aspect of rural American life. But even so, even taking her bias into account, it seemed tiny. Small but very quaint, she thought charitably. The streets were not paved, but the hard-packed dirt seemed to cause little mud even now in the early winter. The sidewalks were made of well-kept lumber, with an overhang keeping passers-by from the worst of the weather. Though she had not encountered many storms along the way, it seemed that it had been snowing here in Miles Gulch for at least a few hours. There were 2 inches of fresh snow everywhere she looked. Between the snow and the oil lamps burning in most of the windows, the town had a cheerful holiday air, which she instinctively liked. She could picture herself living here, yes, perhaps making friends with the locals and gathering with them for dances and social occasions. They didn't know the tragedy that had marked her recent past. They wouldn't give her those pitying glances or ask solicitous questions as though she was an invalid. All they would know was that she was the unknown woman from back east, perhaps a bit mysterious, with her long-sleeved dresses and her gloves.